New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is now allowing some minors in the state to access edible forms of medical marijuana. It's intended for young children with life-threatening illnesses. Although it's now legal, marijuana dispensaries don't have permission from the state to sell an edible form. And overall, the medical marijuana program has been slow to start. New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez finds that some parents are taking it upon themselves to get it for their seriously ill children, whatever way they can.
This is a home video of Sabina Rose Joanna, a giggly, dimpled baby blowing kisses at her mom and dad.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
That's Sabina's mom, Paula Joanna. When she was 6 months old, Sabina started having seizures, up to 90 of them a day. She was diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, a severe form of epilepsy. Her parents heard about other families with the same syndrome having positive results with medical marijuana. The evidence was anecdotal, but parents said it was bringing down the frequency and intensity of seizures. Sabina's parents applied for her medical marijuana card, but they faced months of delays. Medicinal cannabis has been legal in New Jersey since 2010, when former Governor John Corzine signed it into law the day before Chris Christie's inauguration. Christie has been slow to implement the law. Parents started asking the governor to allow edible forms of marijuana for minors like Sabina, who are too young to learn how to smoke. He signed it into law last September, but an edible form is still not being sold in the state. So legislators introduced another bill that would allow parents to bring edible marijuana in from other states that have also legalized medicinal use, just until edibles are sold in New Jersey. At a press conference in December, right after he was reelected, Christie said he wouldn't consider it.
I am done expanding the medical marijuana program under any circumstances. So we're done.
He says the program works fine and says the legislature is using sick kids as an excuse to legalize recreational use.
They're not getting legalization under this governor. They'll have to elect somebody else. And you know what? They don't get a chance for that for another 4 years.
Do you know when he said that?
Do you know the date he said that?
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Sabina had a convulsive seizure that lasted 24 hours. It left her brain dead, and the 15-month-old died that day.
I'm in Livingston, completely broken, and this bullheaded governor has the gall to say that?
There are currently 3 dispensaries in New Jersey and about 2,000 marijuana cardholders. Compare that to Arizona, which passed medical marijuana the same year as Jersey. It has 78 dispensaries and more than 50,000 cardholders. Joanna says the process of getting approved in New Jersey takes too long. She's been asking for a meeting with Christie for months.
I would show him a video of her dancing and blowing kisses. I would show him the video of her having a seizure. And I would make him watch that. And that's all I would need to say. He knows what needs to be done.
The pressure from parents recently caused the governor to acknowledge there are flaws with the medical marijuana program. He blamed it on the dispensaries. Christie said there's no profit in it for them and that that's why they're not offering edibles. But Yale Galanter, the attorney for Garden State Dispensary in Woodbridge, says the company already sells edibles in other states.
If the state of New Jersey said to us, listen, Garden State Dispensary, you're allowed to sell edibles tomorrow morning, I could do that.
Until then, some parents are taking it upon themselves to turn marijuana buds into butter and oils their children can consume.
This right here is the butter.
Jenny Storms takes a mason jar off the shelf in the refrigerator where most people keep their butter. Can I smell it?
You can smell it. It smells like marijuana. It looks just like butter, has the consistency of butter. It's just green. It's been infused with a medicinal marijuana.
She makes it for her son, Jackson. Everyone calls him Jax. He's 14 and has had life-threatening seizures since he was 4 months old. He watches Barney, has a couple picture books he loves. He can walk. He doesn't talk, but he does say good morning. And when Jax says good morning, everyone in the house stops what they're doing. They look up at Jax and say it back.
Good morning, Jack.
Jax lives in Hope, New Jersey with his mom and older sister, Sid.
Sid.
He's a total flirt.
Look at that smile. I see you smiling at me.
See, I told you he's a flirt.
Yeah? Hi.
Oh, you're such a flirt.
Jax has had parts of his brain removed to stop the seizures. It didn't work. He's failed 50 different combinations of pharmaceuticals with severe side effects.
I was at a point where I was very desperate with my son, and I had nothing to lose and everything to gain because my son was dying.
Since Jax went on marijuana, his seizures have gone from about 10 or 20 every day to one every couple weeks. They used to last a few hours. They now last a couple minutes. He's off pharmaceuticals. And for the first time in his life, his mom says he's no longer high. She buys a bud that's low in THC, the element in marijuana that gives the high. But she can't get enough of it. The state only allows her to purchase 2 ounces every month. That's about 10 days worth of edible medicine for Jax. So she has marijuana brought in.
It's not safe. I run the risk of being arrested every day because his medicine comes from California.
Raman Sankar is a pediatric neurologist at UCLA. He treats children with the same syndrome as Jax and says he's hearing compelling results from families using medicinal marijuana. He'll be one of several in the country to study its effectiveness among epilepsy patients. But he's reluctant to prescribe marijuana himself until there's more data. He says there's no consistency in marijuana products. Every dispensary makes their own. It doesn't go through the FDA.
This is a little bit like early 19th, 20th century medicine. When I was very, very young in my grandfather's office in rural India, they would make up medication. They'll buy raw ingredients. They'll put together concoctions and colorful liquids. And this is your cough mixture, they would say, right?
But parents, like Sabina's mom, say the FDA-approved drugs didn't work. And when Sabina died, it convinced others that bringing marijuana across state lines is worth the risk. Sabina's mom says she wishes she had.
I'd sit in prison my entire life if she was still here and on cannabis. I was sitting there gladly. But it was too late.
Legislators are still pushing for Christie to allow marijuana edibles in from other states. They're not optimistic he will. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.